Blog Talk Radio.
Say it loud. I'm black, and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm black, B-L-A-X, black, B-L-A-C-K, and proud. Say it loud. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital X, capital B, capital L, capital A, capital C.
Hey, who's Jambo? Hello. Good morning. We made it once again. Due to circumstances beyond my own control, I was unable to do this Monday. Anyway, once again, welcome. Who Jambo? Hello, Kiswahili. Welcome back to Blacks, B-L-A-X, Black, B-L-A-C-K, Radio. Today, we're talking about Sir Mr. Thomas Elkin. He improved the refrigerator apparatus intended to prevent decay of food for human corpses. He also patented an improvement in the chamber commode, which he created the chamber commode, which in other words is the forefront to the toilet, which in other words is plumbing. When you think of this from this day forward, when you sit on that toilet, say to yourself, Sir Mr. Thomas Elkin, a black, B-L-A-X, black, B-L-A-C-K man who made it possible that you no longer have to go to the outhouse. Now, he also, let me see, he was a dentist, an abolitionist, a surgeon, a pharmacist. He lived in Albany, New York. Notable chamber commode refrigerator. In the 1800s, he's part of one of the first waves of Americans in pharmacy. He ran a small drug store. And, of course, he lost it. Abolitionist work, he was involved with the Underground Railroad and helped transport slaves to Canada. He was a member of the Albany Vigilance Committee, which organized to help fugitive slaves. His former property, 18, is currently owned by the Underground Railroad. Okay, the Underground Railroad took his preserved his house. He was a chairman of an organization called the Citizens Committee. During the Civil War, he was a medical examiner in the 54th and 55th Massachusetts Infantry. Following the war, he traveled to Liberia as part of the Back to Africa movement. He was a collector. He liked to collect all kinds of different things wherever he went to. He improved the refrigerator's fat apparatus and intended to prevent decay of food or corpses. He died August 10th, 1900. Okay. The chamber commode. When you look at some of those pictures, you can see where he made it possible where you could come and sit down and relax and take you a very comfortable nap. Anyway, as I was saying, from this day forward, when you go to the bathroom and you go to sit down, keep in your mind, Sir Mr. Thomas Elkin is the reason that you no longer have to go to the outhouse. So therefore, keep that in mind as you go through life and pass the knowledge along. Because see, knowledge is before you heard this, you didn't know about Sir Mr. Thomas Elkins. That's knowledge. Knowledge is, now that you've heard this, now that you know, share this with your fellow brothers and sisters. We cannot have anything as if all we do is let them act like they're the ones who created. When you think about plumbing, you're thinking about white people when you shouldn't even be thinking about them. Sir, Mr. Thomas Elkins, once again, when you go to the bathroom and you sit yourself down, it was a black man who made this whole wide world able to not to have to go outside to the outhouse. Now, they try to glamorize and glorify people with, what is the bitties? And they try to glamorize and glorify people because they make, ooh, look, it's a heated toilet. Excuse me. Without Sir Mr. Thomas Elkins, there is no inside facilities. Look at that chair. Do you see that chair with the pot in it? Exactly. Because before he came up with the chamber commode, you had to go all the way out to the outhouse. Then after he came with the chamber commode, you know what he came up with next? Plumbing. They can say what they want to. I'm not going to go through it. I don't need nobody to tell me that once my forefather creates something, you make it better. You see, I don't play that. Because if you don't have the creation to start with, where are you making it better? One more time. That's why I do not believe in Einstein, who worked at the patent office, read my forefathers, such as this man, read their paper, and then came up with a theory. Now, if he don't read their paper, he has no theory. So I don't care about all this improvement. When you be talking about improvement, cool, if it's to benefit mankind, not when you talking about, oh, Thomas Edison and electricity. Man, please, I'm not trying to hear that. I'm not trying to hear that. Lewis Lattimore and electricity. That's what I'll be talking about. The one who I know every time I reach for a lamp, I know it's Lewis Lattimore. But let me get off. Let me stop that. Back to Sir Mr. Thomas Elkins. He was a black man who was all about his people, and that's how he was. He was all about people, period. And that's how our foreparents was able to do what they was able to do. Because every time they created something, they made it easier for the next person. Because that's what we do. Because we make this whole wide world go around. Now, one more time. Now that you know, Pastor Knowledge, capital K, capital N, capital O, capital W, baby L, baby E, baby D, baby G, baby E, pass this knowledge along to your next brothers and sisters and pass it along to the children. When you see a little man, hey, Thomas Elkins, a black man, look like you, little man, invented that you're using. Yes, sir, thank you very much, sir. So they can have pride and honor in what their reflections did. I'm tired of this. Every time I look around, it's about how somebody improved. I don't care. I want to know about the ones who started it. He made the chamber commode, and then he added to it with the plumbing. So I don't care. I love when people add to things, but not when they act like they created things. You know what I'm saying? He made it possible for the refrigerators to lock and stay closed and sealed. John Stannard created the refrigerator. Let's not get it twisted. I don't care when somebody helps to improve what they know, Leach, is the reflection of himself. He's not trying to lay claims to the refrigerator. He ain't trying to lay claims to that He just improves that which his brother made. That's what we do. One more time. Anyhow, sir, Mr. Thomas Elkins, and next time you go use that bathroom, next time, remember, sir, Mr. Thomas Elkins, say it loud, blacks black and I'm proud. Say it loud, blacks blacks and I'm proud. Say it loud, blacks blacks and I'm proud. Asante Sana, thank you very much. Moja Kupena, one love, Baraka, peace. Say it loud, blacks black and I'm proud.